Random House Audio presents Imperfect, An Improbable Life by Jim Abbott and Tim Brown. Read for you by Jim Abbott.
This is Jim Abbott. To Maddie and Ella, so they may know the courage and sacrifice of their grandparents. And to Dana, my best friend.
This is Tim Brown. To Kelly, my strength, and to Connor and Timmy, may you always know my pride.
Introduction. Ella is my youngest. She has my hair and eyes and her mother's smile. The timing is distinctly hers. She was 5 when she asked, quite publicly, "Dad, do you like your little hand?" "My what? Do I like it?" I had come to her preschool's career day bearing baseball cards for her classmates. In the morning rush, getting the girls through the front door and into the car, I'd packed into a gym bag a couple familiar baseball caps, an Olympic gold medal, and a baseball glove. I had come first as a dad, and then as a former baseball player. I'd pitched for the local team, the California Angels, and for the team everybody had heard of, the New York Yankees. I had come because I wasn't pitching anymore, and because Ella's mother, my wife, Dana, Riley pointed out that preschool career day wasn't really for fathers who no longer had careers. The query, posted on the door of Ella's classroom weeks before, read, "Do any of the dads have an interesting job they could come and speak to the children about?" When I arrived one afternoon to collect Ella, the answer beside her name on the door in Dana's handwriting read, "No." Calling her on the playful taunt, I'd scratched out "no" and written "yes, baseball," presumably precisely as she had intended. Ella had been excited. The classroom had hung.